Hello and welcome to the live stream service from St John's Church in central Cardiff. I'm Sarah and I'm the vicar here. It's Sunday the 20th of June, the third Sunday after Trinity. It's good to have you with us. We hope that you'll enjoy being part of St John's community, having time with one another and having time with God. Wherever you're based, however you've found us, you are welcome here. In this week's service, we hear how Jesus calmed the storm on the Sea of Galilee and ask, what might it mean for us today? If you choose to put your names and locations in the comments on YouTube or Facebook, we'll try to welcome you personally. It also reminds us of who we're gathering here with today. But no pressure to do so if you don't wish to. If you can, please do stay with us right to the end of the service, as we'll have news of next week and news of some members of St John's community. So, who do we have online here today? Well, once again, Lou. And Rachel, first comment in the service as we started, and that's with you being away, Lou. So I hope you're either just back, or you and Rachel have managed to just connect somehow there. But it's great to have you with us. Good afternoon to you, and I hope your weekend away, Lou, has been good. Great to see you this morning, also Rachel, Freya, and Flavia. And Mark in Grangetown, lovely to have you here today and always good to see you. Amanda in Cumbran, good afternoon to you. Good afternoon, Tayo. Hello to Liz. Mary, hello to you. Bonjour indeed, John. I think that thunder and lightning that you've got is due to come our way for a few hours before we push it back to you, and apparently in a warmer format, and without the thunder and without the lightning. So I think you might be getting some better weather than us for a little bit. Good night, Wittag. Bjorn, it's lovely to see you, and as ever, and it's great to have you ready there for Emma's address this afternoon. Richard, good afternoon to you. Borodar, Lorna. Lovely to have it, not Borodar, Prenhandar, Lorna. It's good to see you. Mary Tavner, thank you for joining us. Ellen, always, always lovely to have you with us. Good afternoon, Emma. Lovely to see you on the live stream. And we will be keeping you in our prayers as you have your deacon's retreat this week. Steph and Joe on the Isle of Wight. We're honoured. It's lovely to have you with us. And Elaine, so far completing the lineup of comments anyway. Elaine from a cloudy Yorkshire. Welcome. Hello to Liz, Alex, Hugh, Fiona and Clara. Hi to Laura, who I think often manages to catch us about 10 minutes after we've done the live service. Always good to see you on the live stream there, Laura. And hello to Helen. Once again, a special welcome to you if you are listening on the phone. So hello to Joyce, Emma and Vernette. Hi to Dorothy, Christabel, Marion and Oswald. Hello to Iris, Jane and her friends. We miss you. You are all very welcome. And before we go any further, happy birthday to Tony Wason, who is visiting family and so wasn't with us this morning. Happy birthday to you. And Maya Rose, who we baptised just a little under 2 years ago. Happy birthday to you for the 25th for your second birthday. I remember your baptism. It was lovely. So happy birthday to you and your family. Well, We gather here today to hear of God's love for us and for the whole world. We are in the presence of God and of each other. We are a community. And so, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. The Lord be with you. So let us each remember when we have fallen short of our calling to be disciples of Jesus. May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Here's the collect for the third Sunday of Trinity, and it's read for us today by Tayo.
Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin and have sent the Spirit of your Son into our hearts, whereby we call you Father. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, that we and all creation may be brought to the glorious liberty of the children of God. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Today's reading comes from chapter 4 of St. Mark's Gospel, and it's read for us today by Ollie.
A reading from Mark chapter 4. When evening had come, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were there with him. A great gale arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?"
And now here's Emma with her address.
It's simply not true that being a Christian means smooth sailing. A Christian life does not prevent life's storms. But having Jesus in our boat can give us some peace, a peace the world cannot give. Today we've heard the famous passage of Jesus calming the storm. And before he does that, he's asleep. St. Augustine's interpretation of today's gospel passage is that the sleeping Christ stands for the power of God. The power of God that's in us, yes, but that we have allowed to fall asleep. It's telling, isn't it? There is this Christ living in us, but that we have allowed him to go to sleep because we are focusing on the storm. We can live in that worried, chaotic world of the disciples in the storm, crying out in our anxiety. Or we can try to live in the space of the sleeping Christ. I wonder, what's your attitude? What's your orientation? Again, none of this means storms won't come, but we can find harbour in the midst of them. There's a related story in the Gospel of Matthew when Peter is able to walk on water, as long as he's looking at Jesus. Interestingly, it's when Peter looks at the wind that he begins to sink. When Jesus is woken, what do we hear him say? He says to the sea, "Quiet, be still." Here is the power of Jesus Christ on display. Of course, it is right that we live our lives with great enthusiasm, but not without depth. What this can lead to is the kind of fearful paralysis that we see on display in the disciples. It's why we flail about when the storms come. But Christ, once he's awakened in us, does have the power to calm the storms that rage around us. Is there anyone listening who, by focusing on the perils of the storm, has slumbered into an indifference to the things of the Spirit? If so, I ask you to remember that you are in the boat of the community of St. John's, and together we can wake up the Christ in our boat. As the storm rages, let's look to that peaceful, sleeping Christ together and trust him to give us his peace. Amen.
And so, we come now to our time of intercession. And if you have anyone or any issue on your heart today, if you wish to type it into the comments on Facebook or YouTube, we'll try to pray for your intention during the service in real time. We have promised to pray for each other and with each other. And here's a reminder now of that promise we made.
Hi, I'm Amanda, and I'll pray with you today.
Hello, I'm Tayo, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Quentin, and I'm praying for you.
Hi, I'm Vanessa, and I shall be glad to pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Renda. I pray for you.
Hi, I'm Lorna. I'm the assistant curator, St. John's. And just to say, I'm praying for you.
Hello, I'm Glenys, and I will be praying with you today.
Hi, my name's Laura, and I'll pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'll pray for you.
Hello, I'm Anne, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I will pray for you today.
Hi, my name is Liz, and I will pray with you today.
Hello, my name's John, and this is Jethro. And this is to say that we will be praying with you.
My name's Ruth, and I'll be praying for you.
Hi, I'm Janet, and I'm praying for you.
Hello, I am Iona, and I will pray with you.
Hi, my name is Emma, and I will pray with you today.
Hi, I'm Nancy, and I will pray with you today.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'll pray for you.
In the power of the Spirit, let us pray to the Father through Christ, the Saviour of the world. Let us pray for all those who feel that they are indeed subject to the storms of life. We pray for anyone who is feeling anxious, overwhelmed, or frightened at this time. We pray for our own concerns and our own fears. We pray that we might all know God's presence in our lives. As Hungary passes anti-LGBT laws, we hold on our hearts all those who will be affected and who are fearful of the consequences. Tayo asks us to bless all the fathers in the world and to provide comfort for those either missing their dads, or if you have a tough relationship with your father. with John. We pray for the sight in Nikki's left eye. With Laura, we continue to pray for Stephanie. Louise asks us to pray for those, particularly students, who are having to move in these difficult times. And Rachel has asked us to pray for Beth, and we continue to pray for her health and her well-being. And in a short time of quiet, let us offer to God the concerns of our own hearts this day. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And we say together the Lord's Prayer together in its more traditional format. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Thank you for being with us today and for being part of this community of St. John's. Next week is a special week for us at St. John's because it's our patronal festival where we celebrate St. John the Baptist. If you'd like to attend St. John's Church in person next week, please do send us an email to book a pew. We'd love to see you. The live stream service will take place at 4 o'clock and it will be available on the phone from 5 p.m. However you join us, it's great to have you with us and you are very much part of our community. And as we leave this service and head back into the world, here is Lorna with God's blessing for us all.
The God of all grace, who called you by his eternal glory in Christ Jesus, establish, strengthen, and settle you in the faith. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen.
So we'll end today's service with some news of our members of the community in St. John's. But first, I didn't get to say hello to Inni, who joins us from Uruguay. Buenas tardes to you, Inni. I hope you're well and it's great to have you with us. So here's some news of members of our community. Many of you will remember Peter Watson, who left us a couple of years ago, 3 years ago maybe, to start ordination training. So the Reverend Peter Watson was ordained last year as deacon and he is serving in Pontypridd as the assistant curate. We're going to offer our congratulations to him because he will be ordained priest on the 1st of July. Congratulations too to Will Moore, who studied theology at Cardiff University before returning home last year, having completed his studies. Will offered himself as a candidate for ordination through his local diocese of Chelmsford, And it's great to be able to say that he's been accepted for training and will start training at Westcott House in Cambridge this coming September. Congratulations also to Lottie. Lottie Trombin, who is based in Cardiff while studying for a PhD in Exeter. She presented her academic paper on misogyny, the Bible and environmental violence at the recent conference of the Centre for the Study of Bible and Violence, and she won an award for the Best Emerging Scholar. So, congratulations to Peter, Will and Lottie. And we'll leave you with photos of Will, Lottie and Peter, with Nosheen and Tayo as it happens. And also, as Pride Month in the UK draws towards a close, there's a photo of Lou and Rachel's visit to Llandaff Cathedral last week, and possibly even one of the steps there, which have been decorated by someone, person unknown, in rainbow colours. Go in the peace of Christ. Jew Bendithiog He.